Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County softball were able to get a doubleheader in over the weekend in Wheatland. Moving to Thunder Basin, they traveled to Wheatland on Saturday and had a crazy first game in their doubleheader. In Game 1, the Bolts were up 11-4 in the bottom of the third when Wheatland rallied with 7 runs to tie the game at 11-all. The Bolts would answer back at extras as they scored 4 runs in the top of the 8th and would hold on to win the game 15-12. The Bolts would then take care of business in Game 2 as they defeated Wheatland 21-3. Bolts head coach Doug Cox loved seeing the fight in the girls when they came back during the first game.
Well, I think that's the one thing I like most about our team right now is their ability to fight and compete. That's really what we're relying on right now. We have a lot of young kids playing some pivotal positions for us. So the one thing that we can rely on is our competitiveness and our fight to win games. We know the consequences with a short season and losing conference games is very tough to achieve our end goals. So the one thing I can rely on our girls is their ability to fight and compete. So super proud of their ability to do that. They didn't get down on themselves. They stayed true to their abilities, and that's what helped prevail in the end.
What would you have to say, Doug, about the response from the girls in the second game, knowing it didn't have to go to extras and you were able to win the game by 18 runs?
So the second game, that was a point of emphasis this week for us, something that we feel we haven't been coming out in second games with the fire and the energy that we do in the first game. So we talked about that a lot this week. We talked about it, some things us coaches needed to change to help our girls. So we made some adjustments within the team, and the girls came out and just really kept the energy up, and that helped us explode onto Wheatland in that second game.
The Bolts move to a 4-1 overall record on the year and 2-1 in conference play. They will be back in action at home starting on Thursday night against Cheyenne South, and then they will play Laramie on Friday morning. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.